10.9 FM W260CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The president is vowing retaliation after a pre-dawn attack on a U.S. military base in the Middle East that killed three American service members. Pentagon correspondent Cammie McCormick has our top story.
President Biden said radical Iran-backed militant groups were behind the attack on a base in Jordan's northeast. Analysts like Allison McManus of the Center for American Progress are expecting a U.S. response.
The strikes that took place represent the fundamental change in the rules of engagement. This is the first time that we've seen fatalities of U.S. service members, and that's absolutely not going to be something that this administration or the Pentagon takes lightly. That is going to prompt a response.
On Iranian-backed militias in Syria and Iraq, but some members of Congress are calling for direct strikes on Iran.
Iran denies involvement. The U.S. and at least eight other countries are pausing financial support for the U.N.'s Palestinian Relief Agency after allegations some staffers were involved in Hamas attacks in Israel. CBS's Deborah Pata interpreting for A Woman in Gaza.
On top of the constant hunger, now they cut our aid. What did we do wrong?
Lawmakers in the Senate report they're close to a bipartisan deal to tighten security at the U.S. southern border. Republican James Lankford brushing aside opposition from Donald Trump on CBS's Face the Nation.
I'm looking forward to President Trump having the opportunity to be able to read it like everybody else is. There's a lot of misinformation out there right now.
The bill could face an uphill battle in the House without Mr. Trump's support. San Francisco's going all the way. San Fran came back from a 17-point deficit to beat the Lions 34-31, punching a ticket to the big game February 11th.
They just didn't give up. It was resilience. They did it. We're going to the Super Bowl.
They'll face the Kansas City Chiefs, who beat the Ravens 17-10. Officers have caught up with a 17-year-old inmate who escaped from a Philadelphia hospital 5 days ago. Rob Clark with the U.S. Marshal's Office says they spotted him on surveillance video getting off a bus in Philly.
There was no cockiness, but I think he knew the jig was off.
Police to the rescue after a truck hauling zebras, camels, and a miniature horse to a circus in Indianapolis caught fire in the middle of the night. A state trooper, a Grant County sheriff's deputy, and another person led the animals off a smoke-filled trailer alongside Interstate 69. Some were treated for smoke inhalation, none were seriously injured, and all were safely delivered to the circus. S&P futures up 3. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A record number of people in Wisconsin are enrolled in health insurance on healthcare.gov, more than 266,000, according to the Department of Health Services. That's a 20% increase from the previous open enrollment period. Open enrollment is over, but some people can enroll year-round. A bill to ban abortion in Wisconsin after 14 weeks of pregnancy has passed the state assembly, Republican Representative Karen Hurd.
I am so in favor of women's rights and women to make whatever health decisions they want. I want everybody to make their own health decision. But here's the conundrum in this. There's another life involved.
10 Republicans voted against the referendum. Governor Evers says he'd veto any effort to make abortion access more restrictive. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks head to Denver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the defending champions, the Denver Nuggets, to kick off a 5-game road trip, and they'll be doing it with their new head coach, Doc Rivers, who admits you'll probably see some new assistant coaches hired and others let go.
There are changes that we have to make. There's no doubt about that. We'll start working on it immediately.
College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers beat Michigan State over the weekend, 81-66. They seek their fourth win in a row in Nebraska Thursday against the Cornhuskers. NFL, the 49ers headed back to the Super Bowl. They were down by 17 points, but came back to beat Detroit 34-31. In Baltimore, the Ravens lost at home to the Chiefs 17-10. The Ravens were 4.5-point favorites to win. Quarterback Lamar Jackson asked if he was frustrated losing to Kansas City.
Well, I'm not frustrated at all. I'm angry about, you know, losing. We're a game away from the Super Bowl. We've been waiting all this time, all these moments for an opportunity like this, and we fell short.
That's Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
A little fog this morning, and then we will see a little sunshine today. Our high right around 39 this afternoon with wind southwest at 5 to 15. A few scattered showers, a little fog, maybe even a few flurries tonight. Our low down to 33. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 38 by Wednesday. Partly cloudy with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Hey, everybody. This is Aaron from the Todd Allbaugh Show. Todd will be back from his trip around the state on Monday, and we'll round up the weekend in news. Join us from noon to 2.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go. Go.
This
go, go,
is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
I don't like staying at people's houses on the road. Don't like other people's showers. I can never adjust the temperature right. I don't know the ratios on the dials. You know, sometimes a 16th of an inch is 1,000 degrees. There's always that little hair stuck on the wall of somebody else's shower. And you want to get rid of it, but you don't want to touch it. I don't know how it got up that high in the first place. But we have to fight these battles. We're all alone in the bathroom. Whatever goes wrong, you have to handle it. You ever go to a big party, go in the bathroom, flush your toilet, and the water starts coming up? This is the most frightening moment in the life of a human being, right here. You will do anything to stop this. You'll lose your mind, start talking to the toilet. No, please don't do this to me. Come on. You know this is not my fault. I'll get you the blue thing, the man in the boat. Just let me off the hook this one time.
WRJN Radio, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, we're seeing 98.1 FM in Kenosha. Also online on the Civic Media app, we're everywhere. Looking for a cloudy day today with a high near 39. Right now, cloudy and 31 degrees. Don't forget the Bucks, Denver tonight in the Mile High City. They take on the Nuggets 7:30 on WRJN Radio. And with me right now is our fourth and final candidate for the 4th Aldermanic District in Racine. She is running for Alderperson. I'm so lost on this. Is it Alderman, Alderwoman, Alderperson, or just Alder? People tell me it's just Alder now. Jacqueline Schrader is here. Hi, Jacqueline. Good morning.
Good morning.
And I want you to relax. We got a lot to talk about here today. And we just want to get to know you because, you know, some of the people who are running for office have done it before. And people kind of know their names, but you're kind of a new name to us. And we want to get to know you. And tell us a little bit about you. Where are you from originally?
Well, I was born in Illinois, but this is actually the 8th state I've lived in. But I've been here for 5 years now.
Where have you lived?
Illinois, Missouri, Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma, Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin.
You're not on the run from the FBI, are you?
Not as far as I know.
I think it sounds like you're on the run. You go from state to state. Well, that's kind of interesting. A lot of people don't get to do that. They're born in one place and they kind of stay there their entire lives. That's interesting when you can move around.
When you're a kid, you can't really, don't have too much control over that. So.
Oh, so your parents didn't give you say in that when you were a kid, huh? Okay. It wasn't a family vote.
No.
Okay. So how long have you been living in Racine?
5 years.
5 years now. Got a family?
Yeah, I'm married and have 2 kids.
I met one of your kids.
Yeah, we saw us the other day when we were walking down Main Street.
Right, is he the youngest or the oldest?
He's the oldest. He likes to go down Main Street because he gets to see buses and trucks and whatnot.
Oh, wow, yes. Go live on Main Street. You get to see everything you're driving by. Fast cars, speeding.
My younger one still just, she's only one, so.
Well, that's good. That's good to have a nice family like that. 2 kids, yes, that's the typical American dream. Okay. So you live in the 4th Aldermanic District, and I have to ask every candidate this only because I don't know why people want to run for any kind of office whatsoever. Why do you want to be an Alder?
Well, because I just don't really like the way things are run, and I don't know. I guess thought I would just try it myself. If you don't like what's out there, sometimes you got to be the change you want to see in the world, you know?
Put your money where your mouth is, huh?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I wouldn't have had the self-confidence to do it before, honestly, but I kind of feel like so you got to push yourself sometimes, you know?
So is this the first time you've ever run for a public office or any office whatsoever?
Yes.
Okay. What made you do it? Other than did somebody tell you if you don't like it, fix it yourself?
Well, I heard the seat was going to be open, so I kind of thought, like, why not? I'm as good as anybody else, so why not try it?
That's good. How many signatures did you need to get going? Do you remember?
I have to have 20 to 40.
That's it?
Yes.
Boy, you know 40 people. You can get them to sign. That was easy, right?
I do now.
Yeah. I don't know if I know 40 people in Racine who would want to see me do anything. I'm trying to think about that.
To be honest, that was something I liked about collecting signatures is it kind of gave me a reason to go out and meet neighbors and stuff.
That's nice. You know, I occasionally, not this alderatic season, but in the past, I've had people knock on my door and have me sign something so they can run. And I'm for everybody running, so I'll sign anything when it comes to
the door. I actually had someone come to my door to run for the school board.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, well, yeah, I'll sign for you. Because they actually have to have way more, and for the county board, they have to have 100, so...
So you said there were things you didn't like. What didn't you like that you want to improve upon?
I just don't feel like the city's being run as well as it could be. I don't think it's being run very efficiently. I feel like parts of the city are being ignored. And
like what? Give me an example of something you think could be better.
The western part of District 4 out by Douglas and stuff. It doesn't seem like any attention at all is given out there. It's all down, a lot of the energy seems to be focused on like downtown, and which is fine, but like there's a whole other city here, you know?
So what would you do differently there? What would you do? If I said today, okay, you won the race, I'm giving you the money, what do you need to do on Douglas, western part of Douglas Avenue?
Well, they have a big problem with blight, and so that needs to be improved a lot. There's a blight all across most of the city, and blight attracts other problems like crime. It depresses property values, and it just like sort of demoralizes people to see that.
So... we got a whole bunch of topics to talk about here. You mentioned blight, so let's talk about what improvements you would make to the city. Did we have good garbage collection? Obviously, that's not...
I got no problem with the way the city services are. And to be honest, good. Most of the city employees I've met have been pretty friendly. So it's just kind of unfortunate that it seems like the top part of the leadership is not as good as it could be.
Like the mayor?
Mostly the city council.
Honestly. City council, okay. Just going to find out. Okay, so services are good. How about the police?
I got nothing with no problems with the police. Like they've been friendly when I've encountered them.
What if they want more money?
Well, I mean, they are. I suppose I would want to see a breakdown of that because they actually them and the fire actually get more than half of our budget already. So. If it's an issue where it's there's certain areas that are not being able to be policed enough, like they need more officers and stuff, then yeah. But I'd want to know like what exactly they are needing.
The people who live on Main Street, their biggest complaint is the speeding.
Yeah.
Because it's a 30-mile-an-hour zone where I live, and cars are going a lot faster than 30 miles an hour. I know that for a fact, because when I'm traveling at 30, they're passing me by at least 15 miles an hour. What would you do about that? I know it's you can't dictate morality to people. I'm aware of that. Would you have more? You'd ask for more police on Main Street. Do you want them hiding out more on the side streets to catch
actually
the speeders?
I actually do see the police on Main Street sometimes, yeah. But I don't know how often. But that could probably help because people do tend to slow down when they see police officers.
You know what they've done in the past? They've put empty police cars.
Yeah, I've heard about that tactic, because you're not going to know until you drive past them that they're empty.
Oh, yeah, you just see the car and all. By the way, it's not even a police car anymore. They're police SUVs.
Cruisers.
Yeah, I haven't seen a police car, and I can't remember. I think on Mandy Griffith's show, and Mayberry's, the last time I saw a police car. They don't have them anymore. I mean,
you can see that effect like all the time when you drive on the freeway. If people see a cop on the side of the road, they all like yeah. It's like the chain of everybody slowing down.
The brake lights all come on. It's not a bad idea to put a police car there somewhere on Main Street and have people slow down. Let's talk about homelessness, and that's something that every city in America has probably got a problem with. And we have a problem here. As a matter of fact, I was told, whether it's true or not, I don't know, but we lost a Dewey's on Main Street because of some of the homeless problem in the area. That's what I was told. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what I was told. So that wouldn't be the fourth aldermanic district, but what do you do about homelessness? Some people don't have a place to go. I mean, you can't shoo them away to another place.
Well, Dewey's came to the city council and said that the homelessness was driving away their business, but then on their own page they said they were just retiring, so right. I'm not even sure what the real story with that is.
Unless he retired, he said, I'm not going to deal with this anymore, I'm just going to retire. But
then you have other businesses downtown that participated recently in a fundraiser for the hospitality center and stuff, so I mean, it's clearly they have multifaceted opinions on this topic.
Now, the hospitality center is right there. It's just immediately south of the downtown area.
Yeah.
It's right there on Main Street, and there are some homeless people that hang out there, but people have to be somewhere. I mean,
yeah, and that's why recently our city council put out a letter saying, the hospitality center needs to be moved.
To where?
No location given, no suggestions about how to alleviate the problem, just move it somewhere else.
Yeah, and the funny thing is nobody's going to want it in their area. Nobody wants a homeless problem in their area, although...
That's one reason it bothered me, because it's like you're just going to try, you can't just shove it somewhere else. Especially when homelessness is literally at record levels all across the U.S. Rents are at record high levels. Like, it came across as super out of touch and callous to just say, well, we don't like looking at them, so we got to push it somewhere else. We got to come up with, real solutions, and you got to address the causes.
And that's what happened at the border in this country right now. People are coming over with families. They got to go somewhere. And I know one of the states down there is just shipping them all over the place, but... I mean, homeless people, they got to go somewhere. These are families. I mean, they have children with them. They got to go somewhere. Same thing here. I mean, I know I've seen them, some of the homeless people hang out in areas yelling and screaming. Some people might have some mental problems. I don't know. But, yeah, that's a major problem that's got to be dealt with. But hold on a second. I'll move. Jacqueline Schrader's here. She's running for fourth aldermanic district. She wants to be your alder. So keep it right here at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refresh, the Civic Media Station. More coming up in just a moment. Stay where you are.
Talk and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Bucks and Packer fans, listen up. Your smiles are in for a winning treatment at Dr. Stephen W. Campbell's office at 3801 Monarch Drive in Racine. Just like your favorite teams dominate the field, Dr. Campbell excels in dental care, and your winning grin is his top priority. Whether you're cheering for the Bucks or celebrating a Packers victory, make sure your smile is game day ready. Call Dr. Stephen W. Campbell at 262-432-9529, where your winning smile is always in season.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on AM 1400, 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Best I'm right, then I'm gone. Seems like you don't want the love of this man at all. And it's sure been a time, a time.
At WRJN Radio, hometown radio refresh. Jacqueline Schrader is here. She's running for the 4th Aldermanic District, and she wants to be your alder. I'm still lost on that. Is it alderperson, alderman, alderwoman? I don't know what it is. What do you think it is?
Honestly, it legit doesn't matter to me.
I know. It's just that people I speak to say now the word is alder. They got rid of the alderman. Some people say it's still alderman. I don't know. I want everybody to be happy with what I say. And so I want to get it right, but you don't care?
Well, I mean, I've heard alder, but alderman, alderperson, I don't care. Okay. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, if somebody called me an alderwoman, I think it would bother me, because I just don't. So alderman might bother ladies? I don't know. Anyway, we'll call it alder for now. So the homeless problem, and we've got, we talked a little bit about services, but the big one is crime. And you're never going to get rid of it. And I always tell people, if there was a place on this planet where there was absolutely no crime, everybody would go there, including the crooks. They would go there. So there's not going to be any place on the planet where you can get rid of all the crime, but you want to do your best to limit it. So what do? We have crime. We have people stealing packages off porches. We have people getting shot. We have people, you know, carjacking, breaking into homes. What do you do about that? I mean, it's one thing to have more police, but it's very hard to be all around, everywhere, all the time.
Well, different kind of crimes have different causes. Like with the porch pirates you mentioned, I've noticed a lot of people in the area have like those ring cameras now.
Well, that doesn't stop it. That
no, but I think over time that could have a mitigating effect if they know. It's because, you know, that's a crime of opportunity. So if they know the chances of them getting caught is super high, they're less likely to pursue that way of doing things.
You know, I wish the people who make these deliveries would not leave the package on the step. I see that a lot when I'm walking around. The packages are left on, if it's a porch, on the front, on the step, where it's, you know, they don't want to go up and put it by the door, where it might be a little harder for someone to get because now they got to walk up on the porch instead of just going up to the step. But I know on Amazon, you can request where you want your package put. And we have done that in the past. They'll put it wherever you want, but you got to request it on the site. So that would be one thing to stop those porch pirates, or at least limit them a little bit.
I guess it depends on the driver, like, if they want to go all the way up a porch or not. Cause
well, if you put it on Amazon, they pretty much have to, because they take a picture of the package where they leave it, and they send it to you. That's what they're supposed to do anyway.
Oh my God, I don't know if you can completely stop porch pirates, because one town I lived in, for instance, they were very dedicated. They would actually follow the delivery trucks, like trail them a bit, and then immediately go. So even if you're at home literally waiting, they could still get it before you can get to it.
I've seen those videos when they show people just, you know, following the trucks around and they grab the packages. I like when the owner of the house comes out and chases them. I love to see those videos. It's tough. And what about breaking in of cars? I see this all the time around the city. People post these Ring videos of people just breaking into their cars, trying to steal them or get whatever they can out of it. I mean, how do you, what do you tell the people of Racine? You're just going to have to live with it?
No, I would say that's one where more patrolling could probably help stop that, because it's like that's also falls into like crime of opportunity. So if they feel like they're not being watched or nothing's going to happen, they're more likely to try to do that.
But, so more Ring cameras, you think?
But also more like if they know that area is being patrolled by police, they're not as going to be as likely to try that. Also, like if the areas are like well lit, pretty much if they know there's a high chance they're going to get caught, they're less likely to try to do things like that.
What about the budget? You don't want to raise taxes, property taxes, if you don't have to. And people, the one thing they hate the most is having to pay more taxes.
Oh yeah,
I mean that's number one. I don't blame them. My property taxes have skyrocketed. They really have, because I notice it now more that my mortgage is paid off, because now I got to write the check every year rather than the escrow account check coming in, which felt a lot more painless. So do you think we should cut the budget, increase it? Because if people want more services, you got to get it from somewhere. That means more money has to be spent. Or do we reduce services to get the budget down? What do we do?
What are you defining as services here?
Well, anything the city provides, whether it be police, garbage collection, even the parks department, anything to do with services. I mean, we have a parks department. I mean, do we cut back on cultural things, or do we need more cultural things in the city? We've got a zoo, which gets money. We've got a band, community band, that gets some money. We've got parks departments, which need money to run. What do we do?
I would say this is one of those where you have to kind of go through the budget in a more detailed way, and pretty much like, this is what we're spending on this right now. Are we happy with this level? Do we need to raise this level? Can we cut back this level? So I know that, for instance, they just gave a lot of funding back to the police, so people are probably not going to want to see that change for a while. We would need to keep track of the money flow. Like, what exactly is this money for this thing going to? Mm-hmm. Is it going to actual thing, like money for services? Is it going to an actual service, or is it going to like some person who's just sitting there collecting a paycheck, not doing anything?
The people I see work hard. I mean, I see the garbage collectors. And
City people are all working hard.
Right. And I there's not enough money in the world to get me to do what they do. I mean, it's a very hard job. The snow, the rain, they're out there all the time. The heat. Police, you couldn't give me enough money to be a police officer. I just wouldn't want to deal with human beings being nasty out there on the street all the time. I mean, I wouldn't know where to cut. That's why I'm not running for alderperson. So I wouldn't know where to cut. We're going to talk more about the services. We'll talk about the lakefront, too, coming up in just a moment, okay? But right now, I got some tickets to give away to a concert. Lauren Daigle is coming. She's a CCM pop star, and we are welcoming her to the Wisconsin State Fair on Friday, August 9th. Lauren's soulful music has amassed 1 billion worldwide streams, 1 billion streams, and sold out headline shows all around the world. She's performing her hits like You Say, Rescue, and Thank God I Do. And tickets are on sale right now as we speak at WIStateFair.com, WIStateFair.com. All this week, I'm giving you a chance to win tickets throughout the morning, 6 to 8 a.m. on WRJN. Let's give away a pair right now at 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN, 262-634-9756, 262-634-WRJN. Give us a call if you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, and we'll give you a pair of tickets to go see Lauren Daigle. Lauren Daigle at the Wisconsin State Fair. So 262-634-9756 if you haven't won anything in the past 60 days. Phone lines are open right now. Give us a call. Got a farm report coming up next. Keep it right here. WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. Don't move.
talk and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
This is Chuck Smith, founder of Current Electric. I want to thank you, Southeast Wisconsin, for making us number one electrical service company in our area. From residential and commercial to all things solar. Do you know the number one reason people call Current Electric? It is trust. We answer the call. They trust our heroes in their home and businesses. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, I'm so very proud of our team of heroes. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. Home of the superheroes.
There's a brand new video game available, and although it was designed for dairy farmers, you might want to play it too. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in agribusiness news on a Monday. Dr. Jennifer Van Oss, an assistant professor and extension specialist in the UW-Madison Department of Animal and Dairy Sciences, says that moving cows was actually inspired by other video games. Not necessarily Call of Duty or anything like that, but instructive video games. She said the number one goal was to make sure any of the information presented was applicable to the dairy producers, dairy employees they were targeting.
So I don't even consider myself a gamer. I never would have imagined that my career would have taken me to become a game developer. But even watching a video is something more passive. In this way, it's much more hands-on. And so we have seen now that the technology is there, and it is even being applied in ag settings. So John Deere has a tractor simulator that's like a flight simulator, but this is the first application of this kind of technology to livestock handling. And so we thought, let's just start by having people practice routine cow handling, because we know that multiple times a day on every dairy farm where cows are milked in a parlor, you have to move them there. And so that's what people practice in the game.
Dr. Jennifer Van Oss, one of the developers of Moving Cows, a brand new video game designed to try to help dairy producers, dairy employees know the proper way to move animals. And thanks in part to funding, it's absolutely free to anyone on any platform, be it Apple or Google. Find more details on how you can download it on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodashvet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
TH Agrochemicals has more than 40 years of experience of their family helping your family find the best agriculture chemicals and fertilizers at the most economical prices. As an independent dealer and distributor, TH Agrochemicals has a diverse line of agriculture chemicals available without breaking the bank. Be sure to visit their booth at the Corn Soy Expo at booth 303 or visit thagrochemicals.com. TH Agrochemicals, good people to grow with.
And the Wisconsin Bison Association concluded their annual meeting over the weekend in Green Bay with a new board that they elected, involving T.J. Swickowski from Seymour, Mandy Hine from Rhinelander, Tonya Holcomb from Rib Lake, Jeremy Ullman from Oliva, and their president, Rob Holcomb from Rib Lake. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
A little fog this morning, and then we will see a little sunshine today. Our high right around 39 this afternoon with wind southwest at 5 to 15. A few scattered showers, a little fog, maybe even a few flurries tonight. Our low down to 33. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 38 by Wednesday. Partly cloudy with a high of 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
735 at WRJN Radio. Cloudy with a high near 39 degrees today. Cloudy tonight. Lows around 33. Cloudy 38 the high tomorrow. Now, we do have a very slight chance of snow showers or drizzle. Not much really to talk about. Cloudy and 31 degrees now in Racine. Don't forget the Bucks at the Mile High City tonight to take on the Denver Nuggets. 7:30 p.m. at WRJN Radio. Go to the movies a lot, Jacqueline?
What?
You go to the movies a lot?
No.
Okay. This is our good movie, The Boys in the Boat, the other day. Trying to find another human being that's seen the movie. And right now I can't. I thought it was a great movie. It's a true story about the rowing team from Washington State back in the 1930s that went to the Olympics, Hitler's Olympics in Germany, in Berlin, Germany in 1939 and beat the Germans in the Olympics. And the guy who played Adolf Hitler was great. He looked just like him. I mean, it looked like a documentary. It was a very good movie, Boys in the Boat. And we saw Dial M for Murder this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. You ever been there?
No, I've not yet.
Oh, you got to go there. Dial M for Murder. What a great mystery. And the actors on stage were just magnificent. Then my wife and I watched the DVD last night, the Hitchcock movie, Dial M for Murder, which was great. So what are you doing in your free time? Jack, by the way, Jacqueline Schrader is here. Jacqueline is the fourth candidate we've had in here, fourth and final candidate. She's running for the 4th Aldermanic District, wants to be your alderperson, and we're finding out more about her today. So what do you do in your free time? What do you do for fun?
Well, I'm a stay-at-home mom, so I'm mostly with my kids.
Oh, that's fun.
Well, not so much in the winter, but when the weather's a bit nice, we like to go for walks. We like to go to the parks, but down to the beach.
That was great. You know, my mom was a stay-at-home mom most of her life. And then when my brother was going to high school and I became a teenager, she went to work for the Department of Consumer Affairs in New York and became a go-getter. She's legendary in the Department of Consumer Affairs. But she was a stay-at-home mom with us and did a ton of stuff with us. We always went to the beach and, I mean, just, it was a great time. I had great memories growing up and I'm glad my mom was very into what we did. So that was good. I'm glad. The stay-at-home mom, a busy job too. It's like 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
So at 5 o'clock, the whistle blows, you're not done. You keep going. It doesn't stop being a mom, right? All the time. It just keeps going. Let's talk. You mentioned going to the lakefront and so forth. Let's talk about the lakefront. It's one of the wonders of the world here in Racine. We have such a beautiful lakefront, North Beach, the Oasis area. It's a place to go in the summertime, even nice in the wintertime, to take walks around the lakefront, which I do. Is it good the way it is? We need improvements. We need to bring more activities there. I know we have the, was it the World Volleyball Championship or something like some volleyball championship we have there every year?
Yeah, like on August, I think.
Yeah, we have do we still have the Ironman races going through there? That's where you do bicycling, walking, swimming. I wonder if we do all that stuff. I haven't checked on that in a while. So what do you think about our lakefront? Do you want to make improvements to it? Do we need more services down there, more? Like, we have the Oasis, but do we need more than just that?
Well, the lakefront is definitely, like, a huge asset to our city. Most cities don't have anything like that, or you have to pay if you want to get that close to the water. I would say it has the potential to be turned into a really attractive area. But, I mean, of course, it also depends on what people in the area also want. Like, if they're... you shouldn't bring in something that all the locals are like opposed to, that kind of thing. But I think we could definitely have more down there in the summer, other than the Oasis. Maybe a few more attractions.
What about Kids Cove, the playground area?
Yeah, I bring my kids down there sometimes. It's like one of the only. It's like the biggest playground sort of in our part of the city.
I got some good rides there. I mean, you got the slide, you got the swings. I mean, don't mean like roller coaster rides. I mean, like activities to do. There's a lot of fun places down there. I used to walk my dog on the little boardwalk path around the place.
Oh, yeah, that little boardwalk's real nice. Yeah, like we like to take walks back there, too.
Yeah, I used to watch the kids playing. It looked like a lot of fun. You know, it's all free. Just pull over there and enjoy it. So is that good the way it is? Do you want to add more to it, expand it? Do you like it like the way it is?
Maybe be upgraded a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think generally it's all right.
Yeah, it looks like, you know, the parents are there watching their kids. Well, they always have a good time. I got attacked by a bird there
There was a bird on top of the light post. I was walking my dog. I took him out to the car after I walked on that boardwalk area. And he swooped down. I got a video of it. He swooped down at me, tried to attack me. Now, I don't know if she had a nest somewhere nearby or she didn't like my face. There are a lot of people who don't like my face. But I took a video of her swooping down at me and attacking me. And this went on for a while.
A seagull?
No, it wasn't a seagull. I'll show you during the break. I'll show you the video.
Oh, okay.
Just when I went swooping, wah, wah, went right down at me. So I don't know what that was all about. It was kind of scary.
You probably just had a nest somewhere and you just accidentally stumbled on it.
Yeah, but there were other people walking around.
It just didn't like you.
That happens a lot. People don't like me. All right, so we talked about the homeless issue. We talked about crime. We talked about improvements to the lakefront. Now, Lakeview Park, that's another sticking point with a lot of people running for alder in this town.
Yeah.
Lakeview Park, the building burned down.
Yes.
The parking lot, which I didn't know this till the other day, has been sodded over.
Oh, yeah, that was back in like August or so.
I know, but since I don't walk since my dog passed away, I don't walk down that way more than I used to walk down there a lot. And so I haven't seen it, but. Is it like gone totally now? The whole
Pretty much covered the entire thing over, and right now it's like fenced off because I guess they're doing soil studies before they do anything farther with that spot of that.
So, what do you want to do with that area?
I think it could be nice to put up like some kind of like little like garden or pathways or something. Like maybe incorporating natural plants that grow in this area. Maybe doing something kind of educational. With the park in general, I'd probably at very least upgrade the playground, probably expand it too, because it's sort of out of date. Just, it's kind of like the equipment's old and it's like a really small, for the number of kids that go there, it's a really small space.
What about the tennis courts? I mean, I pass by and I see them. I don't know what kind of shape they're in.
I don't see them, used super often. I don't use them myself, but I guess it would depend on feedback from people who do use them. Like, what do you want to do with this? Like, do we want to convert a tennis court into something else? Or
sounds like a lot of work to play tennis. It just sounds like a lot of exercise. I see people do it. And I see physically fit people, and they're exhausted by the time they're done. I can't imagine what would happen to
them. That's why pickleball became a thing, apparently, because it's like half the size of a tennis court, so it's like easier.
And what is that? I hear everybody talking about pickleball. I asked somebody the other day, they kind of described it to me, but I've never seen it, but I've heard about it before. I don't know what it is.
I'm not the person. I am not 100% sure how it works either. I've just read about it, because I literally never even heard about it till I came to Wisconsin. I think it only became a really big thing in the last few years or so, but I just know it's like apparently super super popular right now.
I have to Google that.
Had some random person, like one time when we went to the park, had some random person walk, some like old people walk up to me asking where the pickleball courts are, and I'm like, I don't even know what that looks looks like.
Now you're not running for school board or anything like that, but you've got young kids who will be going to school real soon.
Yeah.
What do you think about the schools in Racine? Are they up to snuff? Now I know you're not running for school board, but what do you think about them? Are the schools okay? You happy to bring your kids to the schools around here?
I mean, I don't have a problem with giving the schools a chance. I think that actually the quality of your public schools is a really big, important factor for wanting to have future growth, because that's one of the big things that younger people look at when they pick an area to live. Like people who got kids or want to have kids, they look at school districts when they decide where they're going to move. Because for most people, like having to go to a private school or whatever is a pretty big burden. My only experience has been from my brothers going to the Racine schools. But I have no problem with putting my kids at least to start out with and then going from there.
I was very lucky. I went to very good schools growing up. I mean, they were wonderful schools. My high school's not there anymore. It's gone. But my middle school's not there anymore either. My grammar school's still around. And I had a great time. I'm glad my parents picked out the schools. My brother went to schools in the school in the Bronx, and I don't think my parents wanted us to grow up going there to school, so they moved us out to Long Island. But I see the schools around here. They look okay. My wife teaches piano to a 10-year-old girl who goes to school here, and she excels in everything. She's a brilliant little girl. She plays two instruments. She's 10 years old, plays the piano and the viola. I'm what I am, and I can't play anything. I mean, this 10-year-old is... I say, how do you know all that? How do you keep it in your head? I mean, but she's learning the viola in school, So they have a great musical program.
I learned music in school, too, so.
What do you play? Anything?
Trumpet.
You play the trumpet?
I did, but I'm a little bit out of touch, or, you know, out of practice.
You ever think of joining the Racine Concert Band?
I mean, I did look it up one time, just out of curiosity, because, you know, when you're younger, most of your opportunity to play comes from being in a school. So I didn't know what there was for adults.
Oh, I am in with the concert band. I can get you an audition with Mark Eich there. Yeah,
I would definitely to get back up to snuff again. It's been 15 years.
Now, I tried playing the trumpet in grammar school. And I said, well, I'll play the trumpet. They wanted me to play the trombone because I had a long arm reach. And they said, well, you wouldn't play the trombone, right?
My sister played the trombone. So.
Yeah, I didn't want to play trombone. I want to play the trumpet. So anyway, I rented a trumpet. My mother rented it for me before she was investing in buying it. I couldn't get the air thing down. I couldn't hold the air inside of me for the trumpet. And it was like I was running out of air. And plus, I couldn't get that because you don't blow into a trumpet. You kind of like, I don't want to say spit into it, but you...
If I had the little
The mouthpiece. Yeah,
I could demonstrate.
You don't blow into a trumpet. That's not the way it works. So I tried, and I wasn't good at it. And the school district music director was there that day. This guy for all the schools in the town, and he came there. And I remember his name was not Key. Oh, I forget what his name was. But anyway, he was real nasty looking. Anyway, so he got up there, and he said, "Would everybody?" And he's talking to a bunch of grammar school kids. Would you all agree that we should have a good band? And everybody clapped and raised their hand. Would you agree that maybe we should have people only that know how to play instruments well in this band? Do you agree that we should get people out who don't know how to play as well?
That's pretty terrible to do to little kids.
And then he said, here are the people I think should leave the band. And he mentioned my name.
That would be one of those like traumatic childhood memories for me.
Do I remember it after all these years from the 1960s? Yes. So his name was Star something. Stark or something like that. Anyway, so he said, do you think that there are people holding us back and we should get rid of them? And every kid said,
oh my God.
The blood. And he said, Mr. Rosen, and he mentioned a bunch of kids. And that was the last time I ever sat with the band. Now I went back to play drums, which I was okay at. Wasn't good. I was okay. It was fair. Anyway, so that was a traumatic experience, being thrown out of the band, right in front of it, not even a private conversation, where he said, you know, I think maybe you can come back after you know. No, right in front of them. I think there's people holding us back. Mr. Rosen, you're one of them.
That's a confidence killer.
I never took up the trumpet again. But it was nasty to do it that way, I thought. You know, if you're gonna want to get rid of me, just, you know, you have to do it that way. Let's give away another pair of tickets here. WRGM pleased to welcome CCM pop star Lauren Daigle to the Wisconsin State Fair. And she's going to be there Friday, August 9th on the main stage. Lauren's soulful music has amassed a billion worldwide streams and sold out headline shows all around the world. She'll perform hits like You Say, Rescue, and Thank God I Do. Tickets are on sale right now at WIStateFair.com, WIStateFair.com. And all this week, I've got tickets to give away. Let's give away another pair of tickets right now. You want a pair? And if you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give us a call. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-WRJN. And we'll give you a pair of tickets to go see Lauren Daigle at the Wisconsin State Fair on Friday, August 9th on the main stage. 262-9756. If I spell it out, is that harder to do on a cell phone? I never thought about that. It used to be on a rotary dial phone. You just dial WRJN. It was real easy. You push buttons, too. Do they have letters on my phone, on the cell phone? Never even checked. Yeah, they do.
Is rotary dial the kind that...
Oh, please don't say you don't know how to work a rotary dial. Please don't say that. Oh, no. That hurts. They had these teenagers. They gave them a rotary dial phone, asked them to make a phone call. They couldn't do it. Jacqueline Schrader's our guest. With more with Jacqueline coming up in just a moment here at WRGN. Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station.
You're listening to to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Please don't let this feeling end. It's everything I am, everything I wanna be. I can see what's mine now.
Just talking with Jacqueline Schrader about the ice cream trucks that used to come by. Now they only have these big trucks that come by, and they all play that annoying song from The Entertainer. Do, 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 do. I see them by the lakefront all the time when I'm down there. And it's just annoying. When I was a kid, we used to have the Good Humor Man. And there was a truck. He actually physically had to get out of the truck. He wore a white uniform with a white hat. And he had to open up the doors depending on what ice cream you wanted. Bungalow Bar was the same kind. And Mr. Softy was the third guy. That was soft serve ice cream. And they came by at different times during the day. And you run out there and get your ice cream. Those days are great. Nowadays, it's kind of different. Everything changes. So Jacqueline Schrader is running for the 4th Aldermanic District. And we talked about everything here. Is there something I didn't talk about that you want to bring up? That it's one of kind of a pet project of yours? Pet thoughts? I know there are some things you said you think can be better run, better done, and that's why you're running. Give me some of them that I may have missed upon. Can you think? I see you're searching your head there for them. Did we hit everything?
I was just thinking we have ideas that we can learn from other cities.
Like what?
Well, like I used to live in Detroit when I was in college, so if you want to talk about crime, that influenced my perspective living there.
Crime, yeah.
Yeah. But actually, they've been doing a big turnaround in like the last 10 years or so, just in the time when I first went there to go to college, they couldn't even afford to keep their streetlights on. And it
really?
Took more than an hour for a cop to get to you, even if you were shot and bleeding out. Now they like cut down to normal response times. They have all their lights on. They've been like clearing out blight. They've been like going after slumlords. They've renovated a lot of their parks. They've really been tackling a lot of things. So I think that other cities like that can kind of give some ideas about what we can do here too in a smaller city.
Well, we're not quite like the problems in Detroit. I've heard.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. If Detroit can start helping itself, anybody can.
Yeah, I've never been there. I heard things about it, though.
Yeah, I'm sure. You think Detroit, you think crime and blight.
Yeah. But, you know, I watched that show live, On Patrol Live, the police show that's on Friday and Saturday nights on Reels Channel. And it used to be on A&E at one time, Live PD. And I don't care what city you go to. The police are busy for 3 hours a night on that show. I mean, they're always going to calls, trouble, bars, and so forth. That was another thing that I meant to bring up. Do we have too many bars? Do we not have enough bars? Do you want to approve some more liquor licenses? Or how do you feel about that in Racine?
Well, I'm not a drinker myself, so I guess indifferent to the bars. I do think it can be a problem if they're too concentrated in one area and not enough other things there. Like, for instance, even in our neighborhood, we have, like, bars, and there's pretty much not very much else for businesses other than, like, convenience stores. That's not really good for a neighborhood that you don't really have too much going on. And downtown, I think there's a lot of restaurants and bars, but not enough attractions and stuff to bring the both the drinking and the non-drinking crowd down there. Like, most of their events revolve around alcohol and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that that's like leaving out a segment of the population where you're just that's not appealing to you. So I don't think they're like automatically a problem if you have other things like mitigating them. And because, you know, the other thing is if you don't really have other things like attracting people into the area, those bars are also going to eat each other too. Like, they're feeding off the same customers. So, like, if we get more people coming in from for like the zoo or just more things downtown to draw people down there, though, that the bars will naturally benefit from that.
Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of bars in the 4th District right there on Main Street. We got like 3 or 4 of them I could think of off the top of my head. But I don't notice any problems in the area with those bars. I mean, I live near one of them. There's no undesirables walking the street near the bar and see drunks coming out onto the street.
I haven't really noticed anything either. It's just when there's not much else going on. I do think we can improve in that area. There's North Side is really like lacking in businesses and stuff compared to like the South or off of Green Bay Road.
Yeah, that's it. I just haven't noticed any problems in there. I noticed that. They don't allow smoking in bars, so I notice all the people smoking outside the bars. I notice people smoking outside their homes. That's something you haven't seen in years, but I noticed that. So, overall, it's not a bad place to live. Just, you know, tweak some improvements, right?
Yeah, I'd say actually, it's got some good things going for it, but we can definitely do a lot better.
And it's, you know, I like the historic neighborhoods. I've had people come on the air from the Racine Heritage Museum, from Preservation Racine we've had on the air. And a lot of these homes are historic homes. Do you live in a historic home?
Yeah.
Old house? What, 100 years old or so?
Yeah. I think it was from 1890s.
Whoa.
Or something. Like a really old one. One of the oldest ones.
Whoa.
And prior. Then, just bought a building on Main Street, too. That was the original home of the Lutke Brothers Auto Mechanics. And we're going to try to get that up, too. So, yeah, because we're really into the historic homes. I think it's a real shame when you see people, like they don't care about the area. They just want to make money. They buy these old historic homes and just bust them up and let them fall into disrepair. And eventually they have to get, like, torn down. I think that's a real shame on neighborhoods.
So, you got about a minute or so here. You're talking to the people of Racine, and you want their votes. So, talk to them, because the primary is on February 20th, I think, right?
Yes.
The primary is coming up.
Yeah, I've actually been trying to spread awareness about that, because you don't always have primaries, and municipal election voter turnouts are notoriously low.
Yeah.
So
well, you got a minute or so here. Go give your spiel to the people and tell them why they want their vote.
Okay.
It's tough asking for a vote, isn't it?
Well, I just feel like we really need change in this neighborhood. In this district, we're not going to get that by having the same status quo. We need younger people. We need new people. And I really want to see this area get economically revitalized. I want to see us have beautification and improve on our blight. I want to preserve the nice spaces we do already have, like the park and the beach and the zoo. And if you want to read more about my platform, you can go to my website, which is www.jacqueline4four.com.
Say that one more time.
jacqueline4four.com. And I hope I can get your vote on February 20th.
Thank you very much, Jacqueline. Jacqueline Schrader. We're asking for your vote for the primary here in Racine for the 4th Olamanic District on February 20th. Thank you very much for coming in. Had a good time talking to you. Nice meeting you, too. I'm Don Rosen. More tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., bright and early. Stay where you are.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. And home of the Packers. 1400 a.m. and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
After the loss of a loved one, you or someone close to you might benefit from grief support.
Hospice Alliance is here to help. As your community hospice, individual, group, and even children's programs are available to help, serving Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about Hospice Alliance's services and grief assistance. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.